We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, William McDowell. William, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I am doing great. A question that you've probably been asked time and time again, and probably the rest of your career, you'll be asked this question. I give myself away so you can use me. Did you think that song would be what it was?
Absolutely not. You know, it's one of those things where the Lord has done beyond what I could have ever imagined with that. As a matter of fact, we almost didn't record it. I tell that all the time. It was a song that started in our church. And really, I just thought with the decoration for our church in response to what the Lord was doing in that season. And there was a precious friend of mine who's from Nigeria that said to me one time, congratulations on the success of your song. And I responded the way that I always respond, you know, it's praise God, but it's not me, it's him. And she said, I totally understand that, and I know that you know that. That's not what I'm congratulating you on. Congratulations, because the Lord accepted your song, and because he did, he took it around the world. And that just kind of changed my perspective on it altogether. It's really just something that he has accepted as worship, and he's found pleasing to him, and as a result, he's allowed it to go around the world. But I had absolutely no idea.
Let's go back. Tell us about the time when you became the worship pastor at the Gathering Place Church. How was that?
It was a very unique experience, but yet at the same time, an experience that I wouldn't trade for the world. You know, it was a challenge at first. You know, it wasn't a multicultural church at the time. And so, honestly, when I became the worship pastor there, 200 people left because of the color of my skin. And it was a very interesting time of building and rebuilding the team and that type of thing. But what the Lord built during that season of me being there was absolutely beautiful, beautiful expression of the kingdom of God. Became a very multicultural church, multicultural team. And the Lord just really, really blessed. And obviously I recorded as we worshiped that CD there at that church. And the Lord really blessed that time. And I would never take back that season for anything. Even though it had its challenges, I would never take that season back. It was a blessing.
When you put together the live recording as we worship at that church, and you mentioned it was challenging, what made you want to do a live recording of that nature?
Well, you know, I've long believed, well, number one, the Lord spoke to me to do so. You know, it just so happened that I had done, a lot of people don't know this, I share this sometimes, but I had done a studio recording at the time that we never released. The Lord told me not to. He said, I want you to take up the pen as a writer because I have something else that I want you to say. And so what I did was I stayed silent before the Lord for a year, listening to what he was saying. I spent another year after that writing responses to what he said the year prior. The result of that was As We Worship. But I wholeheartedly believe, and I've done, you know, three live recordings, and obviously As We Worship, Arise, and then obviously this new one, with Holding Nothing coming soon. But in doing that, I believe, and I've long believed, that the purpose of recording live is to capture the moment, and not just capture the song. You know, in worship, what we're capturing is response of people to God and how they're responding in that moment. And so that's what led us to do that. Ultimately, we wanted to capture atmosphere.
You have a degree in entertainment business. How has that helped William McDowell?
Well, it certainly helped in terms of knowing how to navigate what it is that we do in the industry and try to stay as ministry focused as possible by understanding, you know, what it takes in the business, so to speak. And so, you know, ultimately, you know, it's allowed us to navigate so that we can stay focused on what the Lord has called us to do specifically without having to be trapped by, you know, certain things that we didn't understand along the way.
Tell us about Delivery Room Studios.
I actually had the opportunity. I own Delivery Room Studio for several years. But then, of course, since I've been traveling full-time for the last 4 years, I closed it. So I just didn't have the time to focus on it. But while it was open, you know, obviously we saw a lot of folks in gospel music, friends of mine, come through there and record, you know, Martha Minizzi and Aaron Lindsay and Israel Houghton, and the list goes on and on. And obviously I did some stuff there as well. And it was just a blessing for a season. It was kind of fulfillment of vision for me and fulfillment of dream for me at the time. And I think, you know, in due time, we'll own something again. But, you know, and this is the season where we're focused fully on ministry. So we let that go in obedience to the Lord.
When you did arrive, did that take you to a new level?
You know, our relationship with the Lord is constantly growing. And so, you know, obviously it was another level of production for us at the time. And then, you know, a new level of declaration, so to speak. But I think it represents, you know, the totality of what God was doing and saying to us in that particular season. And you know, obviously that's the Lord added his success to that as well. And he gave us a declaration that the body of Christ also embraced, which I won't go back on that project. But I think what it represented was a shift for us in knowing and desiring even more to create immersive environments by which we could capture the way that people respond in his presence.